The Commands of the Apostles. Number 4. Seek to grow in righteousness. Many are the injunctions from the mouth of Jesus and the other New Testament writers toward righteousness. This command will not surprise anyone. Indeed, the entire message of Scripture can be summarized as a call to righteous living. Be righteous is one of the Bible's clearest, focused, and most repeated commands. Live a righteous life frames the foundation and essence of the teaching of both Judaism and Christianity. Yet the devil lurks in the details. More disputes, judgments, divisions, and hypocrisies have been generated by the debate over what comprises a righteous life than nearly any other Christian doctrine. It may be that the command, "Be righteous," has given the devil more footholds to prevent true righteousness than any other. The problem is twofold. One, the command toward righteousness lends itself to legalism. History is full of lists designed to achieve the pretense of righteousness in the absence of true righteousness. Judaism's entire history can be written from the perspective of such lists. Catholicism, Calvinism, and most branches of Christendom have all stumbled over the precipice into this alluring deception. The greater the attempt to define righteousness, the greater becomes self-righteousness, and the further away is heart righteousness. External legalisms cannot, by their very nature, lead to righteousness. The second, more penetrating difficulty lies closer to home. It hits us between the eyes the instant we wake up in the morning. It confronts us the moment we walk out the door and try to live in the world as people set apart from the world. It remains with us as a glaring microscope into our souls every waking moment until we fall asleep at night. This is simply the impossibility of the command. We are commanded to be righteous. We want to be righteous, but we aren't righteous. The thing seems hopeless. It appears that we are commanded to do the impossible, to be something no mortal can ever be. Yet neither Jesus nor Paul nor any other biblical writer issues impossible commands. We are only told to do what we can do. So how do we find the can do in be righteous? The answer may lie in a simple rewording of the command as presented above. We unlock the doability of the command by changing the passive verb be to the active grow. I know what I am. I am not righteous. Confronted on the street by the question, "Are you a righteous man?" I would not hesitate to answer, "Of course not. Not by a long shot." But if the question came, "Are you growing in righteousness?" Suddenly the dynamic shifts. Now I can truthfully answer, "I am trying to. I believe that with God's help, I am growing into righteousness. Such is my goal, my hope. I pray with all my heart, even with all my daily failings, that I am moving toward and growing in righteousness." All at once, I am faced with a command I can obey. I can seek righteousness. I can grow in righteousness. Nothing more is required than desire, will, and obedience. My imperfection is built into the equation. Knowing myself unrighteous, I desire, seek, to be righteous, and thus I am committed to the obedience that leads to growth into righteousness. I thus wake every morning with fresh hope. I can walk into the world with enthusiasm. I know that the day will present me with challenges to grow in righteousness. and I can end the day by looking in the mirror and saying to myself, not there yet. Long way to go. But with Jesus at my side, we are moving together toward the goal. Put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness. Ephesians 4:24. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 6:14. Aim at righteousness. 1 Timothy 6:11. 2 Timothy 2:22. Sow peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. James 3:18. As he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. 1 Peter 1:15. Be persons of holiness and godliness. 2 Peter 3:11. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.